It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and today we're talking membership. Andy French, who's the development director for the Tibbetts, joins us in the studio. But also on the line is one of the board members from the Tibbetts, Donna Gardner, who's also a member of the Tibbetts, as all the board members are. Kind of your membership year has just begun, Andy, for this, for membership. What is it that membership does for someone when they become a member of the Tibbetts Opera Foundation?
Yeah, so a member of Tibbetts helps support our everyday operations. You get, as a member, discounted tickets. You get honored on the donor wall. You get advance notice for upcoming shows and first chance at buying tickets to those shows. And you also get a sense that you belong to an organization that is at the center of what is Coldwater and what is Branch County, which is the Tibbetts Opera House.
Well, amazingly, where you know, a lot of nonprofit organizations struggled during this past 18 months or so of keeping their finances alive. Tibbetts was blessed to have members still keep coming through.
Absolutely. Our members really saved us during the COVID crisis. When we were closed, those members' donations and people, we got new members from people who had been longtime ticket buyers. They converted their tickets into a membership so that we would have those resources to keep our doors open and keep us planning and able to do the things we needed to do during the COVID crisis. So that they're very valuable to us, and we love having members. And so this is just our annual fall call for new members. If you've not been a member, maybe you've bought tickets for lots of shows over the years and you really have come to appreciate what Tibbetts means to the community, then you can reflect that joy by becoming a member.
Yeah, and Donna, you were kind of in that boat, right? Summer resident down here and going to the Tibbetts, buying tickets, and then getting hooked on becoming a member before you actually became a board member, right?
That's 100% correct. When I first started coming to Coldwater, to Lake Country, and my host toured me through Coldwater, I was stunned at how beautiful the Tibbetts Opera House was and was so taken with this community that kept this beautiful opera house open through very difficult times that I said, I actually became a member long before I ever went inside the building for a show. So I just really feel that if you love your community, if you care about historic preservation, membership at the Tibbetts is a very right thing for you to do.
And Andy, there are actually a lot of different levels that folks can get in on as a member. I mean, you don't have to write a huge check to be a part of this.
No. In fact, memberships levels start at $50 a year, and you can sign up to be a member anytime during the year, and your membership starts the day we receive your check, and it ends a year from the day we receive your check. So it's a rolling membership. And as you advance in the levels up to and above $1,000, the benefits, once we get out of COVID, will become more available. So obviously, as I've mentioned before, discounted ticket prices, advance notice, you get shout outs on Facebook. If you're a corporate member, you get all kinds of marketing help if you're a corporate member. But work with us. If you're interested in membership, call the office. We'd love to get you set up. Or you can go online to our website to sign up for a membership there.
And that's Tibbetts.org. And Donna, there's so much business support for the Tibbetts. There's so many businesses that do see this as a great value for them and their employees to be members, right?
That's exactly correct, and we're very grateful to our businesses who have been standing by us over this period of time. You know, having these membership dollars help us budget on an annual basis because, as we've experienced in the last couple of years, the vagaries of the world will shift our sands under us. And if we know we have the underpinning of support that will keep our doors open, our lights on, as we have had, it really helps those of us on the board who have to make difficult decisions in difficult times understand that we do have this underpinning of support. And I would just like to say, when I became a member of the Tibbetts, I lived in Chicago, Illinois. I now live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is not just a Branch County jewel. It is a jewel for the state of Michigan, and I would just really encourage people who might be listening who don't live in Coldwater to think about preserving this beautiful space and the offerings it provides for the benefit, really, of our whole state.
Well said, Donna. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Donna Gardner is one of the board members. Andy French is the development coordinator for the Tibbetts Opera House as we talk membership this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.